Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv, Charlie and Jasper with your 11am Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland government is facing backlash after it rejected calls to expand its shark spotting drone program in Noosa. Local group Oceans for All wrote to the Queensland Minister for Primary Industries, calling on the drone program to be increased from a few hours daily on weekends and public holidays to 7 days a week, dawn to dusk. The request followed an announcement that the New South Wales government is expanding its own shark spotting drone program following an attack at Coogee. The group received a response declining to expand the program and instead suggested local councils could contribute funding for additional drone services. Locals and OFA members have expressed concern over the government's apparent lack of commitment to community safety. Quote, "We fear the current Queensland Shark Control Program, which relies heavily on shark nets and drum lines, has become a symbol of safety rather than a system that genuinely provides the best available protection for beach users."
Zooming out for an update on Jacinta Allen, she has pulled out of the Victorian leadership race, allowing Ben Carroll to become Premier. She has officially resigned from the job ahead of an expected spill motion after leading Victoria since 2023. This comes after Deputy Premier Ben Carroll said yesterday that he would challenge for leadership. The outgoing Premier was met by applause following her resignation speech and support from former Minister Marianne Thomas, who was sad to see her stand down. Thomas said, quote, "She made a beautiful speech and has made an incredible contribution to Victoria."
In national news, facial recognition technology is being rolled out in Australia as an alternative to digital and paper tickets for live events. The technology has been used in the US for NFL games and college sports and is now being explored by AFL clubs. The Geelong Football Club has made it available to its members with Wicket, the US company that owns the technology being introduced in Australia. Members can opt in to use facial authentication at one of three express entry lanes, with Wicket saying it is in discussions to spread the tech to other AFL clubs. Experts and technology policy experts have pushed back, concerned for how the biometric data could be used, fearing that if companies offer rewards in exchange for biometric data, it means that user consent is not genuine.
The Invasive Species Council is currently pressuring the WA government to take action and cull a feral horse population near Lake Muir, about 360 kilometres from Perth, due to road safety and environmental concerns. Locals in the surrounding farming communities have questioned this, saying that the horses are less harmful than feral pigs and deer and have been populating the region for generations. The council's advocacy director, Rhys Pianta, said that, quote, "There's a pinch point right now where action needs to be taken to deal with the feral horse population, following multiple reports of brumbies galloping across the highway and raising safety concerns." The Department of Biodiversity Conservation and Attractions says that it is currently monitoring the impacts of horse populations in the affected area.
And finally, in international news, an update on our favourite primate, Punch the Monkey, who rose to fame after he was abandoned by his mother and left with only a stuffed orangutan. After turning one on Sunday, it appears the monkey's new home at Ichikawa City Zoological and Botanical Garden has really turned life around for the macaw. It was reported that the zoo received an massive influx of birthday cards for Punch from fans around the world. These messages and cards now decorate a Punch exhibit in the zoo, as well as a video detailing the monkey's story. Visitors were noted coming from all across the island, with some extra enthusiastic celebrators bringing cake for the lucky monkey.
An array of sunshine to end Zedlines today. It's World Nature Conservation Day. Today highlights the importance of nature's use and management and encourages citizens to reflect on their ecological footprints. We only get this one beautiful planet, so let's do our best to take care of her. For your weather, Brisbane is a partly cloudy 18 degrees with an expected max of 21. The sun sets at 5:17 this evening, so still plenty of time to get outside and touch some grass. That's all your news for 11am. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.